have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue is what to do with your unhappiness. In a relationship. Now, of course, you know, this podcast is about relationships, how to have a better one with yourself and then others. So this could be a relationship, romantic, friendship, work, anything. Because how many times have you said to yourself in your lifetime, man, if it only he'd change, or if only she would change, we would be so happy. I would be so happy. Well, I know I have. God, I know I have. Because many of us always think it's the other person in the relationship that's causing us to be unhappy. We think this in life, on the road, at work, you know, politics, whatever we're unhappy with, we think it's outside of us. And in a close relationship or romantic relationship, many times we do think it's the other person. I have been there. I have been in a long-term relationship. And I'm like, I've actually said to myself in my head, God, if you just change a little bit, this could work. And if you did change a little bit, it would have worked, but it takes two. I actually need to change, because that statement, the other person in the relationship is causing us to be unhappy, is so untrue. You know, the book that I try to live my life by, and that my guru definitely lives her life by, this book called A Course in Miracles. By the way, it is a course, but it's a book. It's like a way of, I never got that for like years. It's called A Course in Miracles, but it's a book. And you can actually take the course. But anyway, the book says that love and happiness already exist in all of us. We're born with it. Just living this human experience, block the love and the happiness. And it's our job, no one else's job, to figure out what our blocks are. So it's not like we have to go out and get happiness. It's already within us. It's a different way of thinking, I know. So imagine that. It's like your birthright. You were born with skin, with a soul, with love and happiness already in you. And then we acquire throughout life these blocks. You could call them issues, call them pain, whatever, but they're blocks. And we have to figure out what our blocks are. And once we figure out what is blocking our happiness, we can do something about it. Okay. For me, one of my blocks, I tend to block feeling good and happy because I have this, well, it's been an unconscious habit of wanting to make up a negative story. And I'm not the only one, because we do it as humans. It's habitual. And something that's habitual is something we do a lot, frequently, daily, without even realizing it. So for me, I have a habit of wanting to make up a negative story. For example, I have a habit of not expecting to get my needs met. The story in the habit says, I'm not going to get my needs met here, so why bother? Just take what you got, live with what you have, and this is as good as it gets. Now, I don't wake up thinking that. It's sort of like under a thin sheet in your brain, you know? But once I'm aware of it, then it's no longer hiding under a thin sheet. I see it. I see my habit. So what's the cure of this habitual thinking? What is the cure to figuring out what your block is to happiness? This is actually probably, I mean, this would be a huge 1-2 hour podcast or course, but this is the 25-cent answer. And the cure is four steps. First, watch yourself do this. So I'm going to give myself as an example. I practice watching myself make up these reasons to be unhappy. And let me tell you, it is a daily occurrence. I'm like, damn, wow, this is definitely ingrained. So I watch myself making up these reasons to be unhappy. I mean, I'll sort of, again, under the sheet, I'll say, I'm not going to get my needs met anyway. Part of me believes that. Not all of me, but that old part of me believes that. And I just stay unhappy. I might say to myself, again, if only that other person would change, then I could be happy. So first, watch yourself do this. Watch yourself making up reasons to be unhappy or whatever your story is with unhappiness. Second, the cure to finding your blocks to that's what's blocking happiness. Feel it. Feel the feelings that come from this habit. For me, I got to feel the sadness. I got to feel the shame. I got to feel the fear that comes from this old habit, this old story that says, I'm never going to get my needs met. So feel the feelings. Third, be nice to yourself when you get those feelings. With tenderness, forgive yourself for this habit and the story and the feelings that go with it. Be nice to yourself. You were doing the best you could when you were a little kid. You're doing the best you can now that you're grown up, and pat yourself on the back, cheerlead yourself, congratulate yourself for this new awareness that the habit and story is even there. Lastly, the fourth step to figuring out what your block is to happiness, change the habit and the story by telling a new story. For me, these are kind of like affirmations. So again, the old story would be, I'm never going to get my needs met. Why bother? The new story is, for me, I easily express my needs, my needs are easily met by myself first and then by others, and I deserve to have these needs, and I love and approve of myself just as I am. That is such a good one, you guys. I love and approve of myself just as I am. Because for many of us, we think, well, I'll love myself or approve of myself or like myself when I do A, B, C, D, F, G, lose weight, when I become more self-aware, when I have more money, when I don't lose my temper, when I... That's not now. That's not who you are now. Love and approve of yourself as you are just right now. So, four steps to finding the blocks or block that is blocking your happiness. First, watch yourself do this. Watch yourself say the same old damn story that's negative. Second, feel the feelings that come with that. Feel them. You're going to feel sad. You're going to feel shame. Nobody likes those feelings, but the only way to heal those feelings are to feel them. You got to feel them. Thirdly, be nice to yourself. Forgive yourself for this story and habit, and cheerlead yourself like you would a girlfriend. Congratulate yourself for this new awareness. Oh, I see myself doing that same old story again. And lastly, change the habit and the story by telling a new one. Again, these can be like affirmations. And you're not going to believe them at first. I mean, I didn't. But after you keep saying them out loud, especially or writing them down or thinking them in your head, like I love and approve of myself just as I am, they make sense. And then part of you does start believing that, those affirmations, those new stories, because you can just as easily tell a great story, a new idea, a new thought as you did the old negative one. So here's to finding the blocks that's blocking our happiness, because we have to make ourselves happy first. And then we feel it. Nobody out there is going to make us happy. We can be happy in somebody's presence, but we have to be happy with ourselves first. All right, here's to finding your blocks to happiness, and may you have a wonderful day. See you on the next Advice for Life with Lynn.